Close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. Again, take another deep breath in through your nose and slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. One more time, deep breath in and slowly and gently breathe out through your mouth. Now bring your breathing back to its normal rhythm, feeling your chest rise and fall gently, feeling peaceful and calm, feeling very relaxed. And with each breath you take, you can feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed, and your body feels quite floppy, and you feel so peaceful now, so relaxed, and yet you feel very happy and very light. Your breathing is almost still. You are so relaxed. Now imagine yourself sitting in a large green field. The sun is shining brightly, and it's a very beautiful clear day, and you can see for miles and miles. You feel very calm, very relaxed, and ever so peaceful. You can hear birds singing to each other. Can you hear them? As you look up at the sky, you see a beautiful rainbow of many colours. The colours are so bright and so clear. Can you see it? Can you see how the colours sparkle and shine? Can you see how the colours, well, look almost alive? You feel so drawn to this amazing rainbow that you walk towards it. And as you do, you feel your steps becoming lighter and lighter. It's almost as if you are floating towards the rainbow, and it feels like your feet are not even touching the ground. You stop at the beginning of the rainbow and take a good look at it. It's then you realize that the rainbow is moving. It's actually a moving walkway. Oh my goodness me. The rainbow stops moving and you step onto it. And as soon as you step onto it, the rainbow begins to move again. And as it moves forward, it also begins to climb. And it climbs higher and higher. You can even touch the colours of this rainbow. What does it feel like to touch the rainbow? The rainbow goes higher still, and you can see the field below you. You can see many trees. You can see the birds flying. There are even a couple of them flying past your rainbow. Can you see them? The rainbow reaches its topmost part and begins to move back down again now. It's starting to get a bit slippy. So you sit down, and as you do, you begin to slide. Oh dear, you are sliding down the rainbow. The rainbow is like a great big water slide with beautiful colours all around you. And you are going faster and faster. The wind is whipping through your hair, making it fly everywhere. And this makes you laugh out loud. You are laughing so hard that your tummy starts to hurt. You can see the end of the rainbow, and it's coming fast. And you notice that at the bottom of the rainbow, there appears to be, well, a huge trampoline. Oh my. You hit the trampoline so fast that you bounce right back up again, then back down, then right back up again. Oh, this is so much fun. So you keep bouncing for a few minutes, up and down, up and down. With each big bounce, you see in the distance beautiful colours that you haven't seen before. You see many, many fields and mountains. And you can see beautiful flowers too. You've never seen them before either. It's absolutely breathtaking to see such beauty. You can also see what look like horses in the distance, but they have horns. That can't be right. Not horns. Not unicorns. Surely not. No, they can't be unicorns. Can they? You stop bouncing and jump off the trampoline. Go and investigate. Go and see if they really are unicorns. So you start walking when you come across a huge sign and it says, "Welcome to Unicornia, land of the unicorns." Wow! You look around you and you see unicorns everywhere. There are large unicorns. There are small baby unicorns. There are unicorns all over the place. And each and every one of them has a very special spiral horn on its head. You move very quietly and very softly because you don't want to scare any of them away. You don't want to frighten them. But you needn't worry, because they are not scared of you at all. In fact, they come up to you and say hello. Yes, these beautiful and special beings can talk too. They are very magical beings, and they always know the truth of things. The unicorns all speak to you at once. They want to know your name. They want to know how you got here. Because only very special, good, kind people can find the rainbow to Unicornia. All of a sudden, the unicorns, as one, stop talking and bow their heads. A very different unicorn comes out from the rest of them. This unicorn is very, very beautiful. And she is much whiter than the others. And her coat is very silky and very shiny. She is a sparkling, glittering, magical unicorn. And she looks about the same age as you. You notice that she has a diamond-encrusted spiral horn with pink crystals on it on the top of her head. She has a beautiful silver mane with speckles of pink in it and beautiful silver hooves. This magnificent unicorn walks so softly that her hooves make no sound. Her spiral horn is the most powerful of them all. Her spiral horn has the strongest magical healing qualities, and it is magnificent. The gentle breeze blows across her spiral horn, and it produces a beautiful flute-like melody, and it sounds so wonderful to you. This unicorn is the princess of Unicornia, and she is very special indeed. She is a symbol of purity and grace. She is such a peaceful being, and all she wants is for everyone to have peace and harmony in their life. The Princess Unicorn speaks to you. She tells you that magic is real. She tells you you must always believe in yourself and that you are so very special, just like her. She is very gentle and loving, and you can feel the love she has for you because she loves all beings. She loves each and every one of us equally. No matter how different we may look from each other, she only sees the beautiful person we truly are. The Princess Unicorn asks you if you would like a ride on her back. Well, of course, you say yes. She bows one leg for you to climb up, and when you are settled, she starts to move. So for a few moments, ride on the back of this majestic being. Listen to what she has to tell you. See the magnificent place that is Unicornia.
Thank you.
Princess Unicorn stops in front of massive steps, and on these steps, all the way up, are many, many beautiful crystals. You climb down off her back. She tells you to come up the steps with her, and as you walk up the steps, you see that right in front of you is a beautiful crystal palace, and it shines and sparkles in the sunlight. It is so beautiful, so magnificent. The Princess Unicorn leads you up to the doors, and two rather small elves open the doors. You step inside. Absolutely beautiful. The Princess Unicorn asks you, would you like to go around the palace and see how they live? Would you like to see the princess's own bedroom? And you say, oh yes, please. This is wonderful. So the Princess Unicorn leads you up the great big stairs, because she's so excited, she wants to take you to her bedroom first. So you go with her. So for a little while, just explore this beautiful palace with the Princess Unicorn. Meet her family. But most of all, go and see her bedroom and what exciting things she has in there. Just for a little while, be in the palace. Now, it's time for you to return to your own home. It's time for you to leave Unicornia. So you thank the princess for all her kindness and for all that she has done for you today. And the princess tells you, you can come back here anytime you want. There are many more lands for you to visit. many more beings for you to make friends with. But before you go, she asks you to touch her beautiful spiral horn. And as you do, you feel a tiny little shock. It doesn't hurt you. It just makes you jump a little bit. You can feel a warm and tingling sensation coming from her beautiful horn. And the Princess Unicorn tells you that she is sending you healing. Her healing power is in her beautiful spiral horn. Any problems or worries that you may have, she is helping you now. She is helping you to overcome any difficulties that you may have. And she says that she will be your best friend forever. And this makes you so happy. You thank her for helping you and you say goodbye. You say goodbye to all of the beautiful, magical unicorns, and you turn to go. The unicorn teaches us to believe in ourselves and in the reality of magic. But remember, those who don't believe in magic will never find it. So take a deep breath in, and slowly and gently breathe out. Deep breath in, and slowly and gently breathe out. One last time, deep breath in, and slowly and gently breathe out. Now wriggle your fingers and wriggle your toes, and then slowly and gently open your eyes.